Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, January the 30th, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo, and tonight we are remembering Itai Dzamara. You remember him, right? The human rights activist who was abducted on March 9th, 2015. He disappeared without a trace, and he hasn't been heard from ever since. People continue to ask questions, even to this day. Where is Itai Dzamara? Hundreds of human rights activists, including members of his family, gathered in Harare today to demand his safe return. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. Or you can also call us live and direct. The number is 001-202-619-2077. We are, of course, streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, at VOA Shona, and at VOA Ndebele. We are also streaming live, of course, on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. Again, this is Studio 7, and the program is The Connection, where we talk all things youth. And tonight, we are talking about Itai Dzamara. You remember the 35-year-old human rights activist, a former journalist. He was abducted, allegedly, by state security agents on March 9, 2015. He disappeared without a trace, but his family and human rights activists continue to ask questions and demanding his safe return. That happened again in Harare today, where hundreds of activists and Dzamara's family gathered at the Africa Unity Square, where Itai used to demonstrate, calling for Mr. Mugabe, the former president, to step down. They gathered there today, remembering their comrade, remembering Itai Dzamara, and calling for his return. We are joined now by his young brother, that's Dr. Patson Dzamara. But before we take Dzamara on board, ndimukwazi sei kubindura uko kuarare kwese kwese kwa muri maswera sei. Kusangana uku mchirongwa cheve chidiki cha The Connection panopane fenyuro yenyu ya Studio 7. Nasi, tiriku kurukura, tiriku taura, nezwa Itai Dzamara. Ndofunga mchiri kumurangarira. Aka tsakatika msua 9 March gore 2015. Uyezwe, apana muna anoziwa kuti akaenda kupi, kana kuti akaendeswa kupi, kana kuti achiri mpenyu here, kana kuti kwete. Nasi, hama dzake, vemhuri yake, pamwe chete nevanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vasangana muHarare paAfrica Unity Square, vachimurangarira Itai uyezve vachiti kuhurumende kana paine anoziva kuti Itai akaendeswa kupi, ari kupi, tiudzei uyezve hurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa, tikuda kuona muchitora matano kutsvaga Itai Dzamara. Ndonyaya Iya, tiri kukurukura nezwa nasi tichi tarisa zvikuru nyaya yakanangana nezvematongero enyika. Hilo utabaisi ngalo la mhlanje slope sandegayo, skangela ukucacha, ukutunja kukaitaitza maraliza kumbulu kubana. Wae hlala etsengisela eAfrica Unity Square eHarare. Ngesikhathi sikaMgabe, esithi Baba Mgabe, sesikhathele ngawe, yehla esihlalweni etshiya umbuso. Wathunjwa, wanyamalala lamhlanje kulamuntu okwazi ukuthi ungapi, lokuthi uyaphila na. Kodwa abantu kabakakhohlwa abemuli yakhe kanye labalwela amalungelo oluntu babuthene lamhlanje eHarare eAfrica Unity Square lapho uitayi ayevame ukutshengisela ekhona. Babuthene lamhlanje batshengisela besithi bayamkhumbula besithi njalo kuhulumende kaMgabe. Baba Mgabe okamnangagwa rather nxa Baba Mnangagwa ekhona okuhulumende wakho okwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani kubaba uTsamara, siyamcela please lisiphathise. And omunye obekhona bebekhona uPastor Ivan Mawarire, umfowabo uPatson Tsamara ubekhona, uPastor Mugaza laye nguye obekhokhela umthandazo. Pastor Mugaza led the prayer at this gathering. Let's take a listen before we cross over to Patson Tsamara.
We wanted the government ever since when the former president was there to say, give us answers as to what is going on, as to what happened. But you know what? Enough is enough. Today as I stand here, I'm going to gather with you, make a declaration and decree to say, now we are speaking what we believe has got to be happening. We are going to be passing a judgment, whether you know it or you understand or you don't understand, but you know what? It works. We're going to pass a judgment and begin to say, dear Lord, as long as you are in heaven and we know you are in heaven, and you know who did this, may this be the time that everybody and anybody who had a hand to do with this whole situation, may you expose them in Jesus' mighty name. We know they've been hiding, but our God knows them. And we are going to be saying, God, expose them wherever they are and whoever they are. Let it be the time of their being what? Exposed. And I am telling you to say that after this prayer, within a very short period of time, it's going to be happening. Why? Because we believe in a God who answers prayers. And He indeed is going to answer this prayer. Your being here is a sign that God is also in our midst, because He says, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am also in their midst. As a result of us being here, remembering this manner, and we are opening the word of God first, that means we are with God in this place, and the decree is
Pastor Mugaza leading prayers today at a gathering in Harare to commemorate, to remember disappeared, abducted human rights activist Itai Tsamara. And joining me now is his brother, Zamara's brother, that's Dr. Patson Tsamara. Mr. Tsamara, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you so much.
Yeah, also on the other line, we have a human rights lawyer, Kennedy Masiye, who represented Itai Tsamara in Harare when at one point he was brutalized and had to be hospitalized. Mr. Masiye, good evening and welcome.
Yes, good evening.
Patson, I really hate to ask this question because I know perfectly how you feel, but how has it been for you as the young brother and the family?
Well, this has certainly been a modest experience for us because the family we've gone through moments of hope. We've also gone through moments of despondency. And it has been really taxing on us emotionally and in other ways. Speaking for myself, as a result of the challenging season extent, I assumed regarding the abduction and subsequent disappearing of my brother, I also became a madman by the regime. They also sought to persecute me, and in some instances, like for example, I was abducted as well. I was tortured. I've lost even career opportunities as a result of my challenge against the abduction of my brother. So it hasn't been an easy journey thus far. However, and in spite of that, I count it all joy because I know that we are standing for a worthy cause. We're not only doing this for you guys, Jamal. We're doing this to set a precedent in Zimbabwe regarding what we wish, regarding what we want, and regarding the Zimbabwe we want to have.
Ko vana vake Patson vana va Itai pamwe ne mudzimai wake Shefra vari sei?
Yeah, variko tinotenda Mwari vari kuvachengeta sekuda vakandaita nemuchirungu inguva yekukadzika kwavari kunyanyanya vana naivo amai vanogara nevana nekuti vana vanenge vachibvunza zuva nezuva kuti ko baba varipi baba vachauya munoona chero muchikoro mukomana mukuru takazotomuchinja kuchikoro kwaaidzidza ndaa yekuti zvanga zvaakumudyawo vamwe vaidzidzawo navo vachimurimainda nekutaura naye nenyaya yababa vake saka zvinhu zviri kuvashungurudza even mukadzi wake Shifra anoshungurudzika kuti murume hapo anova ndiye baba wemusha anova ndiye muchengeti wemhuri zvinhu zviri kuvashungurudza kuti hapana chatichaitiita kuti tinge tichimuwana kana kuti kuti tinge tichiziva kuti chii chavakaita kuna Itai.
Please do stay on the line there, Dr. Dzamara. Ngupatson Dzamara umfowabo kaItai uyakhuluma ke ukuthi hayi bona njengemuli akulula kodwa bayaphila uthi njalo kabakalahle ithemba lokubana umfowabo uzatholakala lanxa nje sokufika iminyaka emithathu 3 years ngoba lizakhumbula ngithe unyama lale mhla ka-9 March 2015. Mkoma Kennedy, we know you represented Itai, like I said earlier, when he was left for dead by state security agents. And today, it's almost 3 years. 3 years in March this year. No one still knows where Itai Dzamara is. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, I feel sad that it's very unfortunate that to date we haven't been told what happened to Itai or even know where he is. And it's actually a sad scenario that you also have, on the other hand, a government that purports to be a democratic government and that purports to be abiding by the principles within our own constitution, citizens, all citizens, should be protected by the law. And to date, it actually puzzles any reasonable person that a whole government can fail to account for its own citizens. It only draws inferences and suspicion as to what and who is is responsible for Itai's disappearance.
Let me ask you this question, Mr. Masie Ndisanda Vunza Vadzamara. Former education, higher education minister, Professor Jonathan Moyo, avo vasiri munyika vakatiza munyika zvichitevera kupitigurwa kwehurumende yavamugave nemauto vanyora nhasi nechirungu vari kutiwo patwitter hanzi naprofessor Jonathan Moyo We know this might be a case of sour grapes, but at times I think we have to listen to these people who were in the system, who were in the government before, when they talk about issues that happened during the government. This is what Professor Moy wrote on Twitter today, 4 hours ago, and I quote, "In March 2015, Mohadi told government Zamara was likely abducted and taken out of Zimbabwe in a staged anti-government plot. That March, Emmerson Mnangagwa told parliament the Zimbabwe Republic police were after the culprits. It later transpired that Zamara was abducted by the military intelligence under Chiwenga, now the vice president with Mohadi. So ED and his vice presidents must account." Muruku waona ose mashoko ava Professor Moyo ayava Masi.
It's not the first time nyaye military intelligence ichitaura pa nyaya itaitsama. So inini semaonera ndinoita ndiyo kuti itai vanhu vakama abductor vanhu vanoshandira hurumende. So anything chinongo uya chikarerekera kunyaya yekuti itai akatorwa nevanhu vanoshandira hurumende, I'm likely to take up that statement as having some semblance of truth. We might not be very sure kuti ndivanani, but anything chinongo ya changurerekera ikoko, for me personally, I think chinofanira kutorwa with the seriousness. Nekuti inyaya haizi yokutanga ichitaurwa not kungoti vanhu vegovernment, but vanhu vemilitary, police or military. So I believe the authorities should actually take up this seriously, and mapurisa vane information yavanayo, which I think vasikunyatso kushanda nayo information iyo, zvekuti dai vangari vanhu vanoshanda zviri professional, vanoshanda zviri non-partisan, I believe nasi chaichaya tichitaura kudai. So dai tichitotaura kuti ningi ndivo vakatora itai ende vakasungwa kana kuti vakatotopwa mutongo wavo.
Thank you there. Kennedy, I know you are at work, and believe me, trust me, I'll be releasing you very soon. And I know Dr. Zamara also has a commitment, and you will soon be released, Pastor Zamara. Asi, muruku waona ose mashoko ava Moyo, Professor Jonathan Moyo, varikuta oraivu kuti mkoma wenyu aka tsakatisiwa ne department yemauto inonzi military intelligence.
Rada kudzokera kumashure, patakatanga kutaura takamirira mhuri conference yekutanga yatakaita, ndo mashoko andakarewa pakutanga kuti isu kuziva kwedu nezvatakwanisa kubata mukufereseta kwataiitawo pamusoro pezvainyeperwa kuti zviri kuitwa nemapurisa, takaona isusu kuti Itai Zamara akatorwa nemilitary intelligence. And muchayeukawo kuti kubva musiwo kusvika pari nhani, pese pataiwana mukana wekutaura ndoranga riri shoko redu, Itai Zamara akatorwa nemilitary intelligence. Hongu, tine zvakawanda zvatakaona zvakanyorwa, tine zvakawanda zvatakanzwa zvichitaurwa, aianga zvimatheori aida kuedza kutsanangura kuti chii chakaitika kuna Itai Zamara kana kuti ndiani akamutora. Asi takaramba takamira panyaya kana kuti pakutaura kuti Itai Zamara akatorwa nemilitary intelligence, ndo patakasvikawo mukuferefita kwataiita. Zvino Jonathan Moore ndikurangarira pane imwe nguva ari minista wabvunzwa painterview yeBBC, akataura iwo akati pada mukomana akatiza akajamba bhodha akaenda kuBotswana kana kuti wereva kwaakaenda, iye Jonathan Moyo muna June gore rapera muchiri kurangarira akazotaura zvekare achidzora mashoko iwawo achiti zvirokwazvo itai dzamara akaite akambungidzwa akaabdutwa right zvadaro zvakanaka kuti tirangarire kuti izvi zvakataurwa naJonathan Moyo achiri mugovernment point iyoyo ipoindi yakadhama tinofanira kuti tinge tichinzwisisa uyezve inotibatsira kuti tinzwise patiri nezvataurwa nhasi naJonathan Moyo. Jonathan Moyo nhasi ndipo paazotaura achingotsinhira zvatagara tichitaura. No, iri basa rakaitwa nevanhu vezanupf vachishandisa military intelligence. Saka kwatiri tiri kuti hongu munhu pada asingazivisike munhu pada asingafarirwe nevanhu asi tiri kuti mashoko atiri kuti tinomagamuchira nendaa yekuti ndo chokwadi chokwadi chero chikauya neshiri chero chikauya nedafu hazvisi zvakachinja kuti ichokwadi zvimwe chetezvo nemanyepa. Saka ni tiri kuti mashoko ataurwa naJonathan Moyo ndo chokwadi nendaa yekuti ndo zvatagara tiri kutaura ende tinofanira kunge tichitora mashoko iyaya kuti tichibva pachinhambwe chekuti Jonathan Moyo aive mugovernment munhu ari kutsinhira ane ruzivo rwezvaiitika kana kuti zvinoitika mugovernment. Saka ni zvinotibatsirawo even pakutsvaga kwatiri kuita kuti hurumende inge igadzirisa nyaya iyi nekuti ndo pane donzo redu. Donzo redu harizi rekuti tiri kutsvaga kuti chii chakaitika. Tingasai tisingazivi hedu kuti chii chakazoitika pavakamutora vakazomisa kuzvodii zvikazodii asi chatinoziva okuti ndo zvine basa ndechekuti gavhumendi hurumende yava Mugabe nava Munangagwa vachishanda pamwe chete ndiyo yakatora itai dzamari ndo pane nyaya yese ende ipapo ndipo patinofanira kutangira ndipo patinofanira kuti tibvire tichisvika pakuzoti vange vachibvuma kuti shuwa takaita mhosva ende vabvuma kudaro tichitora matano tichiona kuti zvinofambiswa sei tichienda kumberi.
Mm-hmm. That's Patson Dzamara there, the younger brother to the disappeared human rights activist Itai Dzamara. Uyakhuluma lapha ngokuthi ubaba Jonathan Moyo ulovile lamhlanje enkundleni ye-Twitter uthi yena uItai Dzamara wathunjwa wathathwa ngamabutho ugatsha lwamabutho okuthiwa yi-military intelligence. Kufana nje le CIO kodwa lolu gatsha ngolwamabutho. Yikho okulotshwe nguJonathan Moyo lamhlanje ngelanga imuli yakhe. Labalela amalungelo oluntu bemkhumbula uDzamara. Izolo umphantambo obona ngezemithetho ubaba uZiyambi Ziyambi ubekomunye umsakazi weZimbabwe bambuza ngoItai Dzamara wakhuluma wathi yena uItai Dzamara uhulumende kakwazi ukuthi waya ngapi kodwa usa phakathi kokumdinga uyazihlupha laye ngokunyamalala kwakhe uyamdinga saka naizvozvo tavatsvaga vaZiyambi Ziyambi nhasi parunhare asi atina kugona kunge tichibatana navo. We looked for Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi today, but we were unable to connect with him, to reach him on his comment yesterday that indeed the government is still seized with looking for Itai Dzamara and it is disturbed by his disappearance. The last question for you, Mr. Dzamara, before you run and before I go to Masie and our other guest, Ugift Siziva. What would you like to say to this government, President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government? We know the suspicions that Dzamara was abducted by the military, like Jonathan Moyo saying, like everyone else has been saying, has been alleging. What message would you want to send to this new administration?
Okay, so we basically have five demands. Number one, the new administration must bring back Itai Dzamara to us, dead or alive. It is their responsibility they are mandated to ensure the safety of citizens. As such, as a family, we demand that the new administration, which was a part and parcel any of the old administration, to bring back Itai Dzamara to us, dead or alive. That's number one. Number two, we demand this ED, Emmerson Mnangagwa-led government, to institute an independent commission of inquiry into the disappearance of Itai Dzamara. The commission has got to be independent. That's number two. Number three, we demand this Emmerson Mnangagwa-led government to engage the Dzamara family, his colleagues, and the nation at large over this matter. We have written to Emmerson Mnangagwa. He has ignored our letter. We wrote to him as a family requesting engagement, and he ignored the letter. We are saying we are demanding him to engage us as a family because we need to resolve this issue. That's number three. Number four, we are demanding the government to ensure that there are reparations. Itai Dzamara is a breadwinner. Itai Dzamara is a wife. Itai Dzamara has two children. Not only did these people who are our leaders today commit this morbid and heinous act of abducting my brother, they also are in a very stubborn manner refusing to do what's honorable. And what is that? They must own up to their mistakes and make sure that there is some compensation of some sort. There are reparations as far as the Itai Dzamara family is concerned. The government take care of Itai Dzamara, of Itai Dzamara's family. We know he's not the first person to have been abducted, but we are using Itai Dzamara as a case in point and for us to set a precedent regarding the Zimbabwe we want. And so I think our demands are in order. Lastly, but by no means the least, we are demanding the government, in the spirit of Itai Dzamara, what he stood for and what he represents, to ensure that the forthcoming elections are free and fair. So those are the five demands we are making to the government led by Mnangagwa Chiwengwa Muhadi to make sure that they attend to these demands. Number one, bring back Itai Dzamara dead or alive. Number two, there's got to be reparation. Number three, a commission of inquiry. Number four, they have to ensure that they engage the family, they engage anyone who is involved. And then lastly, in the spirit of Itai Dzamara, they must see to it that the forthcoming elections are free and fair.
Mwaramutirei zvakanaka vaDzamara. God bless you and your family. I hope Itai Dzamara will be reunited with you, with his family, one day alive. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Vamasiye, muri kunzwa zvichemo zvavaDzamara zvemhuri yavo. Vanzi toda kuitwe commission of inquiry icha inenge yakazvimirira yega itsvage iongorore iferefete kuti zvii zvakaitika kuna Itai uyezve vari kuti hurumende inofanira kuchengeta mudzimai waDzamara nevana vake uyezve hanzi takanyorera mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa tsamba asi vakangoti ignore semhuri havana kumbotipindura. Muri kuzvionawo sei apa uri mvunzo wangu wekupedzisira ndinoziva kuti muri pabasa and you have to go.
Okay. The demands are kuitwa nefamily pachirungu ndingati they are very solid and very concise, reasonable, and surely any reasonable government should take them up. because sematarita person they would, you know, ceased to care what actually happened to him. We want him. We want closure. That's what the family wants. Because right now, there's nothing even more painful, you know, of not knowing what actually happened or where Itai is. You know, that is torture by the day, you know, mental torture by the day. So those demands by the family, they're quite solid, and I would urge the government to take them up. But as a lawyer, what I'm afraid of now is, you know, the people that we are asking, you know, to take up these demands are the people who I suspect as a lawyer are actually involved in the, you know, in this whole scheme. Both if you look at the vice president, even, you know, referring to Jonathan Moyo's tweet, it actually seems as if, you know, there's some, you know, involvement by both vice presidents and also the the military, so to say. So what I would definitely urge the government is to constitute an independent commission, as a person said, that to be independent from, you know, all the government, not institutions per se, but all the people that the family suspects to be involved in the abduction. So, those are solid, and they should be taken on board.
Human rights lawyer Gwetarino Rwira Kodzerodzevano va Kenneth Masie uye zve vakambomirira Itai Dzamara asati atsakatika. Thank you, Mkoma Masie, ndinotenda, siyabonga.
All right, thank you very much.
Those who've just tuned in, this is The Connection coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight, we are remembering Itai Dzamara. And joining me now is youth activist Gift Siziba. He's one of the people ngomunye wabantu abaphatheke emkhosini wokukhumbula uDzamara lamhlanje eHarare. Sizwile igqwetha elake lamela uKennedy Masie lo mfo wabo uPatson Dzamara besithi uhulumende kumele azinikele, adinga uDzamara kwazakala ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo kuye, uyaphila loba sowafa, nxa wafa wabulawa mbani. Batha kubunje ikomishini of inquiry eza cubungulake lolo daba imdinge kubonakala ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo. Bathi njalo uhulumende kumele ulomlando wokugcina imuli kaDzamara ngoba ube lo nkosikazi, ube labantwana ababili, kunjenje abala umuntu okubakhusela ngoba i-breadwinner okwakungu-Itai onguye owayebakhusela wanyamalala kasekho. Mnumzana Siziba, unjani?
Sawubona, unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Yini ebeli seHarare lamhlanje Africa Unity Square? Ngiyazi uDzamara wayengumngane wakho sokule minyaka phose emithathu. Kungazakala ukuthi ukuphi, uyaphila na? Ungathini ngalindaba?
Kubuhlungu kakhulu uma ukhangela ukuthi sesile minyaka engu-3 sikuphusha umkhankaso okubana u-Itai Dzamara ungapho. Ekuqaleni kwaqala kungathi umuntu esizambona next week, umuntu esizabona ngenyanga ezayo, kodwa kunzima ukuvumelana ukuthi sekuyiminyaka eyi-3 ngoba kwatshengisa ukubana-ke kuloo nto engayenziwanga kuhle ikakhulu urhulumente mayelana le ndaba yokumdinga. Njalo futhi-ke kubuhlungu ukukhumbula ukuthi ngumuntu wathi imuli lezi hlobo abangafanele bathole i-chance yokuthi hhayi uhambe kuhle noma athi kibe usale kuhle. So kubuhlungu kakhulu la. Njalo nakubantu ababesebenza la ama-activist basebenza laye kakhulu. Njalo kwakungakhangelekile ukuthi kungaze kufike namhlanje singenayo.
Usale themba yini Siziba lokuthi mhlawumbe ngabe phila lapho lapha khona uDzamara?
la itemba likhona ukubana uyidayida mara ukhona lapha khona itemba engelalo nelokubana ngizakwazi ukumbona ngamehlo ngisaphila lelingekhoyo kodwa ukubana ngisaphila itemba lona elingilalo ngoba umphefumulo uyinto enzima ukukhipha mina sengaye ngabanjwa ngathotshwa ngaba ngasika endaweni ezinjalo but into engayinanzelayo ukubana-ke ukubulala umuntu yes engingawubulala kodwa kuyinto enzima yikho kunika ithemba lonel lomphela ukuthi usaphila yikho ubona abantu besancenga besathandaza ukubana kunganikhulumende ngasikhipha ukuba khona noma elimeli noma esengakwanisi ukuphefumula ngenxa yakhonokho ahamba kikho okunje okuthayo nandani bakwazi ukumkhipha khonokho ngibona kuqakatheke kakhulu.
Kodwa nxa ephila mpela uyabe ngaphi iminyaka yonke le isikhathi sonke lesi sizima
uyakhangela kustadi kule nto abathi ngama-competitive authoritarian regime ngabantu abaluvalo mayelana lesihlalo esikhulu selizwe i-president. So unxa umuntu engaqalisa ukukhuluma isiqiniseko kuleso sihlalo basuka bengasuthiseki njalo ikakhulu abantu akwenzayo kuyabe kungabantu abakwenza yebo bethunywe ngabaphezulu kodwa abantu abakwenzayo ngabantu abaphansi. So into abangakwazi ukuyenza yikhosithi balalaba abathi ngama-fozi exile kube labanye ukuthi-ke bawuhambisa kwenye indawo but ngenxa yokuthi umuntu kwesi sikhathi uyabe selimali kakhulu so kusiba nzima kini ukuthi umuntu kuyobethi siyamhambisa njani ungakunanzeleli ukuthi most abantu abaka kuthiwa uma bekukhipha bahle buhambise ejele kumbe lapho ungasoze uthole khona-ke ama-journalist noma izisukelane belizwe ukuthi singona mina ngathi nginyamalele ngisuka ngayiHarare Central ebusuku kungakabi sekuseni sasisekoti kungakabi semini sasisesesikhulu maximum prison kwaba lezinyanga siphakathi so babesenzela khonokho yikho kunye so and then kube siba nzima nawo ngenxa yeminyaka ukuthi imali imkhipha nje wayengenayo khonokho kwenza abantu bangesinibevumeleni ukuthi ngingamgcina ephila kodwa ngiyeke saze sangikhipha ikakhulu nxa kuyukuthi abantu abaresponsible yilaba abasakhona esihlalweni sobukhosi.
Mhm, siyabonga siziba qhubeka ubambile khonapho abasanda sixhuma iStudio 7 ngomsakazo wenu lamhlanje sikhumbula uTsamara lemuli yakhe kanye labalwela amalungelo oluntu ababuthane eHarare eAfrica Unity Square lapho uTsamara ayevame ukutshengisela ekhona ebamba ibhakana elilotshwe ukuthi Mgabe must go, Mgabe kumele hambe. Wacatha-ke wathunjwa mhlaka 9 ngo-March 2015 sesiyakwanisa iminyaka engu-3 emithathu kungazakala ukuthi ungaphi batsha ngotibata nepfenyuro ndeyenyu uyezve nhasi tiri kurangarira itai Tsamara uyo akatsakatika mugore ra-2015 musi wa-9 March nhasi mhuri yake yanga ichimurangarira kuHarare uyezve ichikurudzira hurumende kuti inge ichimutsvaga izivise vanhu izivise mhuri yake kuti ari mpenyu here kana kuti kwete kana asiri mpenyu zvii zvakaitika kwaHarare. That's our topic tonight and of course there is no Studio 7 without you the listeners without your participation we have some listeners on the line. We have wakuqala silomnumzana Charamba tina vacharamba makadi enyu vacharamba
vacharamba vanotamba muri sei
aiwa tiri boss Terek mati bata muri kupi
aiwa ndiri kumasvingo
kuri sei kumasvingo uku
kumasvingo kuno kudaro daro wakadii kwamuri kumunguunotonhori yeshoko
na chandokupisa kuno mudhara
chandokupisa
ka but tiri boy edu Steric
aiwa that's good
mainzwa nyaya iri mugango nhasi dibatsireiwo ipapo
I'm so worried about the disappearing of Itai Tsamara. It's now years But now, because of what happened in November last year, we say this guy is like whatever, this Operation Restore Legacy, they tried to clean themselves, whatever. And like now, they are busy moving around, trying to create a friendship, whatever. Why can't they create a very good friendship within first to address these issues? Because look now, people are still talking about the Gukurawindi issue, which happened some years back. Meaning to say the same thing which happened to Itaizama, these guys, they are responsible. Why can't they just address it first? This is it's an in-house. So that when they want to go out there and create a friendship, whatever, it's good. But let us address these things first, because it won't... It can be rubbed off our minds.
Saka muri muri kuti mukoma charamba kana hurumende yava munangagwa ichida kushamaridzana nedzimwe nyika ngaitange yashamaridzana nevana veZimbabwe kugadzirwe nyaya dzese idzi muri kutaura nenyaya itai nenyaya yeGround.
For sure, this guy here, what show a difference between this, the Mukaberu and theirs? And these were the first things we did the government that time. For sure, this guy here. But it's now going to be different. And I hear this is not from a share of which we want to write a letter to them in their ignorance.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Which is better? To ignore is wrong, while listening to Facebook, Munari busy, I should respond. This is an issue which is critical.
Aiwa, tinotenda vakaterera vamunangagwa ipapo. Tinotenda zvikuru vacharamba.
Alright, thanks, my dear.
Ja Praise akaimba negamba rahanzi mwendambere wauya kuzochinja mutemo. Saka tine vimbo yekuti mwendambere wachachinja mutemo ipapo nemaitiro. Ucharamba vekhulumake lapho esemasvingo silo munye umlaleli njalo ecingweni uFreedom. Kunjani Freezer?
Naphila kudale jani.
Hayi, siyaphila. Usibambe ungaphi lapho?
Ama ndibamba eseWarren Park.
Oi, Warren Park. Kunjani khona hamba?
Hayi, ngapha kushaya usizi.
Okay, siyabonga baba. Uyizwile indaba kusiphathisi?
Ya, ngiyizwile indaba sethu lapha ngithi benzana ungena ehleleni ukhuluma ukuthi uhulumeni ufuna ukugcina abantu abakuza support abantu abakutsho njalo.
Iye abe muli yakhe kanye labalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi uhulumende kumele esupporte imuli kaItayi ngoba ngokwazi kwabo lobufakazi abathi balabo ngokucabangela kwabo babona ingani uItayi wathunjwa nguhulumende ikakhulu amabutho ngakho bathi uhulumende ulomlando wokugcina imuli yakhe.
Kuright, ulomlando obviously ukuthi agcine imuli yakhe. But ebantwana kuze kubuhlungu lakho kodwa kona kumele esine imula kodwa obvious ngokuya kwesikhathi kumele beveze ukuthi ungahanti uconsultinga zona jiwenga la hantu ayilukuthi nxa kuthi uyababedonse bathumba lo muntu. So kumele beyivele maseselo emasomnangakho because bona anti bathi abafuni bandlululo bafuna ukuthi abantu kube le freedom of speech. So abazami ukuthi belungise into zabo zonke lezi beveze ukuthi unga. And ke ngezwa umdala usiziva lapha ekhulume ukuthi wakwathuni but bule ethemba yena ukuthi akafanga lapho khona. So nxa kunjalo akaveze aphume ukuthi unga because umdala wakubona usiziva ukuthi wathunjwa but akazange bemu-ekthele ukuthi bafuna ukumbulala babemthumzetinga imisebenzi akhe or wakunjani akwakikhona. But so lalo nxa kuyaphila akaphume aveze ukuthi unga aphuza ngalokho isikhathi bamthumbeyeni. Umuntu ayisiyo lasephumile umva ayisiyo Emerson futhi Emerson akavumi ukuthi umuntu abantu laba abathunjwa umgabi bebuyela izenzo bafuna la when that is like Lavantava, whoever ran Aqua, where is a clear woodsman, Avantava, when I give you everything, which was a Tumuva run, maybe the citizen to Nintana. About the situation, he would have it died. As about 10 weeks, he died and fool Abu. Young as what you and I take it down my own. Avantava on the two who trust a human that is a Kunavantava. When I walk with the Mister Abbas Kunavantava. So itayena ababoni plan itay agabuwe siyamfuni itayewe ngazwa sitshontshela abazali bethu ukuthi bazasigcina bazasigcina njalo abazali bathi izayo kulomhlaba yiyabathi bazasikhulisa kulomhlaba bazasigcina la uNkulunkulu ayohlele kanjalo azange ethi zazathumba bababeni zesasigcina ukuthi test ngobhosi zezile imali eziningi azimfuni itayi ufuna ukuthi abuye kuba usizwe ngizivisile sile ndaba ikhuluma ngayo yilawathunjwa ngathi sethunjwe abazali bafumbulana so nxa ita kunjalo ita la enshuthi yabe phila or yabe ngekho kuleli lizwe or waya e-DRC yakwaziyo njengodala bequkula besiyobona so ichiwenga layo wayikhokhela wabuthi nxa thiwe ababetshontsha abavezano lolokuvekhulumane lo Amazon ephenduku itaizamar
kodwa Freedom kubamba umlomo khonapho umthakathi kazinuki unukwa izanuse isela ngalimane liphumele egcikeni lithi intshontshile libanjwa ngamapholisa nxa njengokusho kwakho kuyikuthi uChiwenga njengoba wayeku-ami wayekubuthe ngumkhokeli wamabutho uyakwazi okwenzakalayo kuzamara ubona ngani ngaphuma lamhlanje ngoba sengumsekeli kamongameli evume nje mane evume ethi hayi uyita yithe samthathayo samenza lokhu lalokho
uChiwenga yena sengathumela u-Amazon ngathi ngiyoyitshontshayo sengathumela u-Amazon Amazon ngezani nguye umuntu osebenzani osevumela zonke izivumelwane ukuthi ungu-vice president yabe lale amazwi aka-Amazon yena uChiwenga nguye ozalayela u-Amazon Amazon and then sizamvumbulewa thina asoze kuveze mgceki ukuthi uChiwenga nguye wayefihle umuntu u-Amazon Amazon enento uzavumbula uzathi umgabe labantu bakhe abaye bathumile ukuthi uChiwenga asoze balwe lapho uChiwenga usesikhundleni manje akusizauthi uzazona so yena uChiwenga uyakwazi ngathi amabuthi ayotshontshayo uChiwenga nguye ayakwazi kumele atshele u-Amazon uChiwenga evina asoze aziveze othulisela atshele u-Amazon u-Amazon ke evumule zonke izinto u-Amazon akasoze wasoze mchaza uChiwenga ukuthi uChiwenga wona asoze ukuchaza ukuthi undirect abantu labanga yena u-Amazon uzakavumulela umuntu lo ithe semfunayo ukuthi avumule kuphela okuningi sizatshelwa nguitayi ukuthi yena wayetshontshwe ngubani ngobani ababemsumbile.
Hayi siyabonga Freedom ngokungena kuhlelo khona ngapha e-Warren Park ba.
Hayi ngiyabonga nani badala.
Siphenduke kuwe mnumzana Siziba angakathathi umlaleli ndisathanda Tora Mtereri wedu Musarurwa. Uyabezwa Siziba bayakhuluma abantu bani bari kutawura. How would you rate this new government in terms of human rights? With or without Zimbabwe, where are we headed?
I think one of the problems that we face with the current administration is that it has gone out of the palace coup of November 2017. That on its own is an inhibitor towards the realization of human rights in this country. It becomes a challenge because most of the things that people are demanding, especially those that are associated with history, you have them keeping their up, you know, for example, the ground issue, the disappearance of Itai Dzamara, electoral fraud, amongst others. So that on its own creates a very, very a dangerous crisis of legitimacy that is out in this administration, proven by the performance of the economy, the collapse of the output, the aggregate demand, and the continuing rising of prices in this country. So for me, that is a very challenging narrative because these are the same people. Remember, Emmerson Mnangagwa was Minister of Justice. Chiwenga was the general, the commander of the army. And Moati was the minister of home affairs.
So that creates a crisis of legitimacy where people cannot go to history. That's why they are now moving to popular mantra, let bygones be bygones, because they cannot face the history whose a nose he was deeply dipped in this particular fear.
Thank you, the gift, and stay on the line. Timbo Toram Tereri, Va Musarura, Magadim Komango.
Diripo Magadio.
Aiwa, Diripo, Matibata Murigubi.
Kukaroi.
Maungira manje kukaroi. Dzimai radio yenyu Mkomango. Kana kuti mongo isa pasi volume. Zorai Gorum, yeah, Zanani. Saguri se ukaroi.
Ukaroi gurina na agom vuran de guramba kunai.
Azi vura yaka enda ne G40.
Zeka enda ningiruz.
Azi G40 yaka enda ne vura mdara. Mazanya iri mudari roti pe fungwa zin.
Inagatorwa zwanda fungwa zitaga pinda. Urumende nyowani yaifanira kutongogadzisa nyaya yaitaidzamara nokuti zvaitaurwa naitaidzamara ndo mhosva dzavakapomera vamukadi. Saka vaifanira kutoita itaidzamara gamba ravo nokuti ndo rakaita pioneer ari kuti vamugadi ndava zvaitaura kuti vamugadi vari kukanganisa zvakati zvakati zvinova zvavari kutaurana nazvo ndo zvaikanganiswa navamugadi. Saka vamwe vaifanira kutomutsvaga itaidzamara kuti ari kuti uya vomuisa muhurumende kuti ndo gamba ravo rakatanga kutaura kuti vamugadi vari kukanganisa.
Aiwa. Maybe vachazviita izvozvo vari kuimbisana ziyambi ziyambi hazi tichiri kumutswaga.
Ichokwadi here ichocho.
Ameno mugoma wangu.
Tichangoona kuti tongotarisira.
Aiwa, tinotenda neupina muchirongwa ava musaruro.
Alright, munoita muchiramba muchitibata.
Okay, stere kuti tichamufonera zvekare.
Alright.
Thank you there, and joining us now, rather joining me, that's gonna be my last guest tonight, Alistair Funye, always in Nasu, Mkokeli always in Nasu. Vab Funye, tinomu gamu chirae mchirongwa, siyagwa mugela, good evening.
Siyachona, kichamu.
Hai, siyacho, siyachona kakulu. Almost 3 years, no word about Itai Zamara. Uhulumende lai kakanya kwenzayo. Ungati ni ngalinda?
Kukanya ubusungu ngoba kwa rezo ama hopes. Evandi nibe Zimbabwe, sibona kupuma Robert Mugabe. Kumbiena uMSN Mnangagwa. Sakama nguti ilizwe seli chincha, ilizwe seli kukuga njeo kutemisa wati. Kota sasesponu nguti uvisela ukabineti yake ufaga ichunda hiyo AI chatama operations. Anje uabdata abandanja u itaizamara. So tinakusisisa ubushungu ngoba abandaba venga mapioneers nguti umkabe ekambe. One of the pioneers kwa wabanda manjavu ita itamara. So sasika ilikuti ku agenda otu mkare khambi. Nga ungena e government danger. Sasika ilikuti iwa wabanda kano kuti baza tinitai. Eche ilikuti ufisena. Pati laga kesi sloku senshu mwini skala wabasana shegelwa. Umuntu waya driver agenda ni democracy wena ite zibaka.
Isingati kule, are you hopeful about tomorrow? Not only looking at finding Zamara, but you know, looking at the whole human rights spectrum. Are you hopeful about tomorrow?
As it is now, what I can say, we are in a junta republic, which is being run by military. When we are talking of human rights, if they were respecters or key players who valued human rights, we're going to see people like Wana Yvonne being released from Chikurupi as fighters of human rights. People like Last Mayenga Hama being released from Chikurupi because there are no crimes that they did, but it was only that they were standing for what was right and they were against the entire regime of Robert Mugabe. So I see no hope, I see no light, I see no torchbearer of human rights in the existing establishment.
Asi mune vimbo here vapfunya kuti mumwe musi itaidza mara achawanikwa akadzokera kumhuri yake.
Ndomna mato yedu yekuti aonekwe, ndomna mato yedu yekuti awanikwe, but zvatiri kuona on the ground haivimbo yacho atinayo, because tikatarisisa kana kuongorora vanhu vari kutitungamira izvezvi vanhu vaita maoperations ekuabdata vanhu. Saka kuti achadzoka izvezvi hatisi kuzvitarisira, but hopefully kuti kwaari zvatiri kunamatira ndezvekuti kwaari anenge ngave ari mupenyu, because shanduko ichauya, and panouya shanduko takatarisira kuti tichawana takusangana nawana itaita mara nevamwe vake vasati vawanikwa.
And your last word to the ruling elite, the president himself, Vice President Chiwenga, Vice President Mohadi, and all other government bureaucrats, about this issue about human rights.
My submission to the existing establishment is that being the administration or the leadership of the republic, which we term the republic, is not to wear camouflage, putting on top suits. So I say we must do away with the iron rule and respect human rights, especially when we are going towards an election.
Thank you there. Alista, and please do stay on the line now. Mnumzana Siziba, amazwi ako okugqiba uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, ungathini kuhulumende?
Engikutsho mina ukuthi-ke uyitaidza mara kuqakathekile ukubana-ke uhulumende njengohulumende omutsha azimisele ukumdinga oyikho kokuqala. Okwesibili, bakwazi ukunakekela-ke imbuli yakhe. Okwesithathu, kube-ke le inquiry njengokukhulunywa imbuli yakhe ukubana-ke kube le inquiry ukubana kwahamba njani. Ngikubona kuqakatheke kakhulu. Why ngisitsho njalo? Ngokuthi-ke senzela ukubana uma kungayenzakala lokhu komunye walaba-ke ama-journalist noma ama-activist noma ama-citizens sibe ne-presidency enhle etshengisa i-commitment kahulumende mayelana-ke lamalungelo abantu.
Siyabonga Siziba, and Alista, thank you so much, gentlemen. And I have the last word. I'm going to have the last word. I remember the day when Itai Zamara was brutalized and left for dead. He had to be hospitalized, and he had to be represented by Kennedy Masiwa. Kennedy Masiwa, rather. Enkeng abala yegulolu hlelo. That conversation, that interview, engayenza lo Itai on that particular day has never left my mind. Ngishona ngikhumbula nje ngayo nxa ngikhumbula ukunyamalala kukaZamara. Wayesebuhlungwini entshela ukubana ulimele kanganani hurukuro endakaita naZamara paakarogwa zvakanyanyisisa nemapurisa. Ndogara ndichingoipfunga uyezve ndogara ndichipfunga zuva rakatsakatika. I got a message from my friend Pindai Dube in Harare. It was on a morning, March 9. He sent me a message on WhatsApp saying Itai Zamara has been abducted. I thought maybe it was one of those things. Ukuthi bamthethe uzaphenduka. Ndakafunga kuti hongu atorwa. Maybe I'm vamsunga asi acha dzoka. That never happened. And to date, we still don't know what happened to Itai Zamara. And that's unfortunate. We need to know. People need to know. Zimbabweans, there are many more Zimbabweans who disappeared. And honestly, I think their families deserve to know what happened. Thanks to Kennedy Masiwa, a lawyer, Alista Pfunye, Patson Zamara, the brother, and Gift Siziba. Kwane lokwa namhlanje mthwakazi omuhle. Siyabonga. Good night Zimbabwe. Mtungamili Nkomo.